count the silence. Yelity, yelity, yelity. You belong to Babylon.
All right, part three. Listen up. Part one and two should have, that is, you know, probably the title yesterday wasn't the most accurate, but Beyond Bondage is one, Church or God is two. I'm not sure what we will call this one, but this is part three. And part three is very important because, you see, here's where the rely on God part comes in. Here's where the relationship comes in. Once you've gone beyond man's rules, his interpretations, the sort of what they call the ecclesia and their peer pressure, the church and its violent history and its need to put people in a box. And like I said, the church is a perversion creation machine. It's a perversion creation machine. That is the commercial churches. You know, we're not talking about the ecclesia, the called out ones, those who are on the journey, those who, the disciples of Jesus would be the ones on the journey, and the journey is within each person, because Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. So he said, God is within you, is highlighting one of the main points. God is within you. God is within all people. He didn't say God is in a few of you, just you over there. He didn't say God is in those people that believe in my resurrection before he had passed. He said, people look over here, they look over there, Pharisees included. Pharisees are no different than church elders, are no different than they do not deserve vilification anymore than you would say. You know, decide to vilify a policeman. They're part of society. Society is evil. Now, you already knew that, but you didn't really understand how, why, where. You got an inkling a few years ago that it was, the church was evil, and that you saw lots of pedophilia and perversions and ritual abuse and everything kind of surrounding the church. And you thought, what does that mean? And it means, my friends, that first of all, that's not the church. Second of all, that's not the church even that's being discussed in the book of Revelation by Jesus. And I ask you specifically that when he's talking about the church of Laodicea and other places, that's what he means. This interpretations that people have done and fundamentalists have done from Martin Luther on have done a great disservice, as much a disservice as the Catholic Church has done, the fundamentalists or Protestants have done, when they built their institutions, they sold out. And you're the recipients of that. Not only are you the recipients, but our entire culture of the United States, all our laws and mores, the fact that people go tisk tisk when they see a man's penis or something. You know what I'm saying? All that acting like school children when it comes to a topic of sex, because it's laced with power, guilt, and shame. All that power breeds perversion. So if the whole society is perverted, it gets covered up, which that's another purpose of institutions, to cover it up. There's an appropriate way to go to funnel all your perversions. Because they say, well, man can't control his desires. Excuse me. When one goes to the Father all the way, gets beyond the rules of man to where all things are permissible, when he is there before God and realizes that that's as much within him as outside of him, when he's finally at this point, and finally at that point, then a person is on the cusp of salvation. Before you think I'm saying self-will, of course not. God must call you. I don't even say, well, we got to go out and tell the world. You don't tell. The world knows. It's God that must call his people. But see, that's within you. And within your own DNA, there is a need to know Maker. Only through a perverted overlay of culture. I'm going beyond the church now. I'm talking about all of culture, including the church and churches and whatnot. They all participate in culture, which is basically a prison. There is no liberation in Christ the way they envision it. First of all, they would never go along with this idea that God is within each person. He's out there somewhere, but through the grace of Jesus, through Jesus you can find him. Ah, but when you say that, you fall into another mind control trap, another dogma, another shackle on your soul, another preventor from allowing you to come all the way. And they say, well, what about that scripture, Zeta? No man comes to the Father except by me. And the answer is simple. Jesus is the Father, so it's a moot point. So get over it. We don't even emphasize. That's something I had emphasized before, and the Lord corrected me on it over time. When I began, I had ideas like that. I'd sign on to something like that and say, you see, 9.999 tenths of the world's going to hell, you see? And then I asked myself, and I asked the Father, I said, well, so what does it mean to come through Jesus? And the information will astound you. It does not mean raising your hand and going to an altar call. It does not mean standing up at a podium and saying, I believe in Jesus. Most people that do that don't even know what Jesus is, what salvation is, what the whole thing is about. They miss the boat. Most people say, well, I'll give it lip service, but deep down I really don't know. So, because I really don't know and I'm insecure about it, I will become didactic. I will become legalistic. I will say the whole world's going to hell except me and my little group. I'll do all those things because I really don't have the Father. Because I really don't know. Because I'm really lost. And I'm supposed to not be lost. So I'm going to have to act like I know something by browbeating other people with that Bible. Which I don't even understand anyway. In fact, to be honest with you, I've made no progress beyond what my parents made, or their parents, or theirs, or theirs, or theirs, or theirs, or theirs, or theirs. I have not understood it, but I can't admit it because I am the church, because I run the church, because I am the pastor, because I run the seminary, because I publish the books. I cannot admit my mistake, that I am a mind-control slave to Satan and always have been, and I've been given Jesus lip service. Going around, see, that cancer went into remission. Well, it might. There are Christians whose cancer doesn't go into remission. There are Christians whose cancer does. There are atheists whose cancer does go into remission. Atheists whose cancer doesn't go into remission. Atheists simply meaning people that just admit they don't have a clue what's going on. They think they were just born out of a random circumstance and all this design and all this order was just, you know, popped out of nowhere with impossible odds. So if you can believe that, then you really are got to be a man of faith. Amen. You really got to have faith to be an atheist or an evolutionist. Or, you know, you've got to be either that or incredibly stupid. And most people become stupid when they sign on to dogmas like, you know, also, I mean, look, the Christian's full of these dogmas you can sign on to. The ultimate dogma that people sign on to that keeps them in a little cage, and they go around saying, I'm so joyous, and they're having a little religious experience, but it's all visceral. It's not a true joy from deep within where God dwells. It's not real joy. It's glued on joy. Oh, I can be kind of joyous. I can go do a few good things. But basically, there's a misery and a bondage. Now, who's got the guts out there to admit that what I'm saying is true? and that they're in that bondage right now, despite the fact they've been following the Lord for 25 years, it doesn't really matter. You're now at the point where you're going to follow the Lord. You weren't before because somebody had you under control. Because you signed on to a bunch of ideas. Well, I better not watch that TV show. Boy, if I go see Harry Potter, I'm really going to hell. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? If I see Harry Potter, I'm really going to hell. Oh, well, better stay away then. In other words, scared little rabbit. What? You're big courage. You're like Elijah. You're like David. You're like Solomon. You're like Paul or Peter. No. Yeah, they could go into the brothels and be kind of like them. And who knows? Maybe they might slip. All things are permissible. They could take a whore. And then would it be terrible? Oh my God, you're going to hell. You better burn those records. And, you know, we even have the legalists out there today who are even still like they've taken my Medivh record. And it's like, we better have a record burning of these records. You know, it's that same old mentality, which is bred by, I told you, that mentality of people that do that, that comes from perversion. That comes from personal perversions, nightmares that people are too messed up with. They can't believe they're there, or a lack of faith, or a lack of walk, or a lack of love, or some lack. And what they do is they browbeat other people. So they'll attack my record or your books or whoever. And the only reason they do this is not to defend the faith. They wouldn't know what faith is. We talked about the Lisa Rubies of the world. They don't know what faith is. They don't know anything. They have not ever really sought the Lord. What they've sought to do is, because of their own perversions and their own twisted nightmare lives, gone out to browbeat other people. But this is nothing new. This is very typical of the incredible horrors of the Protestant church from the beginning, witch burning and everything else. And that comes from what I call perversion. You know, people that are doing the sins of the pedophilia and the this and that, they have these desires they can't quench, so they go out and they hurt other people, saying, you better not do this, you're going to hell, because they themselves are hiding personal perversions. You know, usually pedophilia, Satanism, you know, some sexual or even violent types of lives that are being secretly lived. And that's where people get to the point where they go around correcting everybody, because they don't realize that they themselves are in bondage. They themselves, they couldn't be, because they say, I believe in Jesus, but yet they're the most in bondage of all and the most perverted of all. And that's why they take it upon themselves to go. Now, when you look at it in that context, and you see the browbeating and the legalism and the Pharisaic activities going on in the sort of fundamentalist Christian, I believe the Bible is the whole word of God kind of church. When you see all that going on, you realize most of these people are, I wouldn't want my children around them, would you? Yeah, the Bible thumper's got a big problem. He's a pervert. He's never dealt with it. So that goes on unchecked. The internet porn, this and that. Hey, I'm not saying, for me, it's completely permissible. If I want to do internet porn or whatever the hell I want to do, I can do. All things are permissible for me, because I am not beholden to all these quote unquote shackles and rules. And I don't feel the need to go say, you know, you're going to hell, this and that. I could go do whatever, but my loins don't need that, because I've come clean. That doesn't mean I may not. In fact, whatever shortcomings and whatever mistakes, I don't care about that either. They're there. I say, fine, let them be there. Let them be. My perceptions and writings a few years ago, which were more didactic and more, you know, as I was working it out, and finally I realized that over time, that no, God does not intend for 9/10 of the world to go to hell and all that. And I understand, yeah, he flooded everyone but 8 people. He'll do it again. You better be kidding. And there's this competition to who can be the uber Christian, so that you're counted worthy, so that you will be one of those 8 people on the ark. Please. Again, a total lack of understanding a total physicalizing of the entire problem. The problem has nothing to do with out there. The problem has to do with in here. The problem has to do with the fact that you have not changed. You haven't really significantly changed. You haven't really significantly altered your lifestyle completely. You may have gotten off drugs. You may not be doing some of the things you did before because they have bad results. A behavior modification change, an opening of your eyes to how things that would be called sin or rebellion to God, but let's just say certain causes that you would make would bring certain effects that would be unpleasant, so you don't do them anymore. But a real spiritual awakening you're lacking, a real joy in spirit you're lacking, a real joy in your lives you're lacking. Rather, most of the people that I run into feel resentful toward the world, feel that they got the shit end of the stick, they got the bad deal, they feel like they were left out, they feel like the world's just taking a dump on them because they're really lambs, and you are, you were not conformed to the world, and you gained the wrath of the world because you weren't conformed to the world, not because of your faith in Christ. Do you understand the difference? So you feel left out even of God, but you dare not say it to yourselves because God's the only thing you've got left that the world couldn't take from you. So you stay in this fixed, torturous, straitjacketed pattern where you don't progress spiritually and you go to a defensive posture where you hide from the world and you hide from everyone and you become kind of like, you know, somebody that is not really able to walk the walk or live the walk because you're too busy fending off the slings and arrows and everything you perceive to be an attack. And you haven't really been persecuted yet for your faith. You haven't really been a martyr for the faith. What you've been is attacked because you were not conformed to the world, and that's the only reason you were attacked so far. And even that you can't handle because you don't have the faith to handle it, because you have not progressed in faith. So is that, if that's you, I have good news, and I have zero bad news. If that's you, and I imagine that's most of you, I imagine that's just about all of you. If that's true, the only way that you're going to progress is you must get beyond all the controls that were placed upon you from schools and churches. It's the whole culture. It's not your fault. It's that you've been held back by what you thought a Christian should be. I want you to forget the word Christian altogether. Forget all of the concepts that you have, like, because Christian carries the baggage of what you think a Christian should be. That's why I tell you, it's not blasphemy. The word itself carries baggage like, say, Satanist carries baggage. Carries baggage that's unhealthy. Because what it means is that it's a position that's actually taken over by the Satanists themselves to foist rules and conformity upon the world. It's really got nothing to do with being free in Christ. They would burn people like that at the stake who would get free. Then that would be real persecution for the faith. Because then they'd be... Most people, they say they hear from God and they don't. Because they're so frustrated that they've been so dedicated that when they get an idea in their imagination, they say, that must be God. And then every once in a while, it conflicts or contradicts. How many of you have had that experience? Okay. And the reason you're having that experience is because you're not moving forward. You're not moving forward toward God because you're stuck by your fears. And the fears are subtle fears, not these, oh my God, there's something going to bite me. No, these are just subtle fears that keep you in line. And that keeping you in line keeps you from God and makes sure you don't progress. So the world really doesn't worry about you. They just use you to laugh at. They use you as the brunt of their jokes. They use you for power, for a battery pack, you know, so they can go wreck your day and get a charge off that, if you understand what I mean. And you're just in a pathetic, horrible state, getting angrier and angrier. And one of the main emotions that you experience day by day is you're filled with anger and filled with sorrow and filled with self-pity. Now let I ask you honestly, is that the walk in Christ? And when you get all caught up in someone that's saved or some hoopla event or some song or something, you get out of it for what, 15, 20 minutes, and you have this high experience with Jesus and nature and everything makes sense suddenly and you're totally in love and it's fleeting and gone. And you wonder where it went. And even the New Agers, who are no different than you, even they have those experiences and they have them more often than you do. The appreciation of nature, the appreciation of the creation, the singing and dancing and the spiritual bliss, all that, they have it more often than you do. And they have more fun than you do. And that's just not fair. Because you're supposed to be the one to enjoy. You're supposed to be the one to fun. You're supposed to be the one they inquire of when they want to know about God. You're not supposed to be like just kicked around. And even the apostles and the people back in the day, they were listened to and sought after. And people talked about God and they stole time. And that's not happening in your life. There is no time where you're going out and talking about God and the things God is doing and all of that. Because that's all tainted by the mind control, what God is doing conversations that are created by the satanic element of Christianity. That is the establishment and the church. And they say God is doing this, and even that that fool on TV, Pat Robertson, goes, God is doing this, God is doing that. All those TV preachers, God's sending your donation, God's doing this. I think God's going to make a great move toward Israel now. I think God's going to really move our president to do the right thing with Israel. Are you with me? Please send me your donation. You're surrounded by that sort of mentality, slavery. Hierarchy, pain, suffering, lack of joy, lack of forgiveness, lack of love, lack of spirit, death. That's your life. That's our lives. A wasteland. And we say it's different, but we're in denial because it's not different than what I just said. We're in denial. We try to put a good face on it. Because after all, we should be happy. We should be with God. We should be shining a bright light that all people could see and they would all know the light within us and inquire, what is that light? What is your cause for joy? We would say, oh, Christ, Jesus. And that's not happening and that's never happened to some of you. Or maybe it's happened once or twice, but it's been a long time. Since it's happened again. It's all you can do to even say it anymore or even go through the motions anymore. You're so disappointed. You just hope that someone will kill you or maybe you feel like committing suicide. But how could you if you're really a Christian? The answer is because they programmed you. They want you to commit suicide. That you're not conformed. Because I'm talking to the lambs here. I'm not talking to the people that have a slave to the world system. You people can go elsewhere for your broadcast. Or if you have the guts to listen, go ahead. But maybe it won't make you feel so good. No, that's not my role here. I'm not here to make you feel good or feel anything. I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here to bring back what I got when I went away on my sojourn. And I brought it back in three audios. Maybe four. Who knows where this streak ends? But I'm bringing it back to you now. This is what was given to me. Most people are just like, oh, listen to Z. I'll go listen to so. They don't even realize this is anointed. They don't even know that. They don't even know this is vital. Comes from the mountain, Mount Zion, which is within. They don't realize. They don't know the difference between hearing someone preach over there, hey, the end times are coming, and the New World Order is here, and they're gonna lock you up, so I want you to get ready. They don't know the difference between that sort of thing and what's being said here. They see all the old Christian, yeah, end times, huh? Yeah, prophecy, yeah, oh yeah. It's all, let's pray. A&O report, what is it? The end time, the last trumpet, yeah, and what Jesus said, it's all the same. No, it's not. This message is probably the last call you're going to get to save your life. And the others are just browbeating you with their sticks and screaming and yelling, America's gone to hell, it's really Babylon. And look there, and they have you going, yeah, I can't wait till God does something and they fall. I'm going to be right here in front row seat to see those guys suffer. That's their mentality. Last Trumpet and all those kind of people, that's their mentality. They're slaves. They're stuck. I can't tell you how many times people send me those things, and every time I read them, it's the same exact, it's almost like there's this template, and they just run them off on a copy machine, change a few words around, like a broken record over and over. Yeah, America's evil. You better get right with the Lord. They're going to hell, and you're going to be all right. That kind of mentality, my friends, I understand it, but it will kill you. That kind of thinking, and whoever you are at these reports or whatever, you rapture end times kind of madness cults, whatever you're doing, you had better drop it and listen up. I know you won't, because you're so prideful, you know everything, you've been on this walk 50,000 years, you know, like a dinosaur, nothing's changed with you, but you're just stuck in your ways. And that's just the way that, hey, Jesus had to deal with people like you. You're stuck. You're not flowing in the Spirit. And you're just dead. You're dead wood. But you think you're alive. You think you're anointed. You think you know everything. And you don't. And you won't listen. I talk, but you won't listen. As my song goes on Medivy. Medivy, two or more for $5 each. Of just people have kind of not bought the record in a while. I'm like, what is your attention span, like a five-year-old? I mean, what is this? $2 for $5, you can hand them out to people. There's something of a spiritual nature in them that might... Where are you going to get a gift for someone, the CD for $5? Go to CD Baby, Medivy, two or more, $5. I make no money on it. It's basically my cost to doing business. It's a gift to you. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Would you want this message stamped out, and would you actually sit there if I was gone and unable to pay the bill, which is coming up, $500 and some odd for the T1? Every month I have that knot, just for the T1. Let alone the mailings and all the different things that we do, and the internet and the time. And there it is. And we don't have the kind of money that some of these online end times thing, these people that are the fringe and they call themselves the remnant, and they got money. But what is it about you that makes you so sorry? And I think probably you don't participate in this ministry. You don't see it. It's very different. You spend most of your time listening to me and trying to analyze whether I'm full of crap or not. And that's been like the last 4 or 5 years with you. You never get going with God, which is the point. I have never made it easy for you to love me, just to jump into a cult with me and me to be your leader and your teacher, like the all those people I mentioned in the audios the last couple of days. They want to gather people. Once they have them gathered, what do they do with them? They don't know what to do with them because they don't know anything. They haven't been on the path. They're not going towards the light. They're not going towards God. They go around in circles, and then they want you to be one of their satellites. But when you hear a real word, you keep analyzing, oh, I wonder if that's real or not. And you spend all your time doing that and never hearing. Because, you see, if you really listened, your whole life would be turned over right now topsy-turvy. You'd have to throw out all your little pet programs and all your pet end times guys that are promising you that you're going to get even with those bastards that hurt you. And let's admit it. That's really why you listen to the end times garbage or why you believe in the rapture, because you're going to get even with these people that hurt you, or you're going to escape all this horror that deserves to happen to these assholes in the world. And they're going to get theirs all right, and then you'll be vindicated. And that day, and I want to give you a promise right now. I can't say it, well, I won't make it that strong. Because what is a promise from a man? Nothing. But I will say this, I'll make a prediction. You will never see that day come where you'll be able to gloat over your enemies getting theirs. You'll die of sorrow first, because the path you're on only leads to sorrow. That's where it leads. You're sick and tired of going around in circles. You say you don't want to be in a rut. And then when you hear a message of truth, you want to analyze it because you don't really want to do what it takes. So while the other ones, you're just drinking it down, end times, this and that, sending the money. With this, it's all what you make me struggle to say what needed to be said to you a long time ago. And instead of taking it and receiving it, you spend your time analyzing about my life and where I've been and whether or not I'm real. Let me tell you something. Someone the other day told me they wanted me to call them because they want to know if I was real or not. I will never call or be manipulated in that way. If you don't know it, then bail. Don't expect me to do anything. I don't do phone. We're not going to have a cushy personal relationship. I don't need to explain to you my actions or inactions. You don't need to know my biography. It's plenty clear out there that I've come through some pretty tough situations, but never as tough as the perverted, end times, right-wing, fundamentalist, Christian, cultural situation. From the very beginning, they have been trying to block me. From the very beginning, they've been against me. A lot of these people you give money to. So you're going to have to make a choice to go either with truth and the truth of your situation and the truth of your sorry-ass situation versus having this kind of opiate and elixir of this end times hysteria. They'll get theirs. The sky is falling. The earthquakes are finally going to get California. And on and on and on. And meanwhile, you spin in your juices around and around, becoming fouler and fouler. And finally, you just wish someone would kill you as you get older because you know that your life has amounted to not a thing for the Lord, not a thing toward the light of God, not a thing toward the truth. Because you've been distracted by all these little baubles and lures out there. The end time, this and that. Ring the bell. Put the placard on the, and go around with the car. The end times are here. And you've been watching that saying, yeah, I can't wait. And the people that do that, they are not on the spiritual path. They are not on the path at all. I mean, there's a place to talk about the end of things. But the real walk is to be concerned with the walk in the Spirit. First of all, your walk and whether or not you're moving closer and whether or not you're hearing from the Lord, and whether or not you're actually taking the steps and whether or not you're leading the life, you're just an extension of His will or not. And what's blocking you from that? And maybe you thought you were and now you realize after listening to this that you're not so sure anymore. Two things you ought to do. When you hear a message, you ought to ask if it's true or not. And if it's not, you ought to block it on your email. Or if you have an email list where you get people's assessments or their end times prophecies or whatever. If it comes back negative, even though you really like it, like one of your favorite TV shows. I mean, most of the internet is just like couch potatoes watching TV. Saying, I'm a real Christian because I go on the internet. And I log into a couple of chat rooms, so that makes, and you're dead. You've got nothing going on. You're no threat to anybody. You're not on the path of truth. You're not a threat. The threat is that one would get free and one pursues his own path and is true to that calling and obedient to God. And how do you be obedient? A lot of people say, well, I'm going to have to go to the Word here and line up with it. How can you go to the Word if you don't know what the Word is? How can you divide the Word if you don't know what it is? Believe me, I've heard all the online pontificators of the Word. And, there's some good things said. But, no, I've heard the same good things said in every church I've attended. There's some good things said by a guy like John Hagee. You say, oh, I don't like him because he wants to bomb this or that. I've heard him say a very good word. I've heard Paul Crouch say a good word. I've heard, partially other people say a good word. But the congregations go nowhere. So what's that? Oh, I really received that today, brother. And then tomorrow you're upset. And tomorrow you're, oh, I didn't get anywhere. Oh, I'm back even further back than I was before, though I listened to you. I did everything right, Lord, and I'm not getting anywhere. What's going on? Well, I just sent you the Z-Man. He's got the word for you. I gave it to him. Well, we got to assess whether or not he's for real. Oh, there's a great excuse. Well, that way you don't have to listen to anything. And that way you can just keep taking your little magazines, and you can keep doing your little rut, and you can keep going around in circles, but please don't complain to me in an email that you're not getting anywhere and all that. Please don't, you know, write me when you get drunk and you go, I've really backslidden, I'm such a piece of shit. Thank God Jesus, and please don't do that to me. I don't want to hear it. I'm just deleting those emails. You have everything you need to get beyond that. The only reason you're going to get drunk and spin in your juices is because somehow, something is wrong. And somehow the mind controller's got a hold of you, and so they squeeze you, and it's got to come out somewhere. So it's going to come out in some perversion, drugs, porno, whatever. It's because of your church, because of the mind control, because the institution's a man, because of the Judeo-Christian culture. It's perverse. People, titter at a man's genitals. If they're big, if they're small, or a woman's breasts. As long as you've got that sort of mentality, do you realize that I've been to other countries where, men and women, you know, they just kind of have sex if they feel like it. I mean, there's not really a monogamy thing, but they don't like openly gawk at penises or breasts. There's none of that kind of childish school-like behavior. Because you see, these people have all been corrupted, mind-controlled by guilt and shame. So when they see something sexual, they go, oh, boy, look at that. Or gossip. Oh, yeah, oh, look at that. And so they read the gossip magazines and the porno, and they start masturbating to the porno, and they become addicted. Oh, I can't do that again. Oh, Lord, please keep me from that. You sorry idiot. Lord, give him 10 times more porno. Give it all to him, Father. Let him go to porno every fucking day. If that's what it takes to break these people, give them 10 times more alcohol and 10,000 times more drugs. That's my prayer for you. Because you ain't free. You're a cowering idiot. Whimpering, standing on top of a little, oh my God, I saw a mouse on it. Oh, the demons are coming at me. I can feel it. They're going to make me do something bad. Mm-hmm. You know that real spiritual seekers deal with these demons every day, and they tell them to go this way, just order them that way, just like ordering the clouds. It's like no big deal. Do we have to stop and talk about this now? Spiritual warfare. What are you going to do when they send a demon at you? Are we still back in kindergarten? Are you kidding me? We've been doing this for 4 or 5 almost 6 years now. I don't want to talk about demons. Because they're just like little fairies. You just, with faith, with spirit, with power, you just backhand them away. It's just like you put an umbrella on the rain, don't you? It's no big deal, is it? Oh, UFOs, oh my God, the UFOs are coming. It's the New World Order. They're all hooked in with the lizards, the Illuminati. What are you, like babies? There's nothing new or exotic about that. If you have a desire to go get caught up in that or to try to blend Christianity with UFOs, you are going around in circles and you're going to go down. One of these days, you're going to be going down. I'm there to warn them, to stop them from the... Yeah, well, I've heard that before too. But I see that the people are really fascinated with UFOs and coast to coast and George Norrie and UFO magazines and UFO conventions. These people show up there every time. So it's not Jesus they want. See, Jesus is a ruse. They've got that angle. It's like being a member of the political Republican Party or something. It's really they just are members of the UFO cult in Jesus' name. But who cares? They don't know who Jesus is. They don't know what salvation is. They went through some tough times. And they feel that the grace of God touched them and brought them out of it. And they keep talking about that one incident for 50 years. And then they keep going over and over that one thing. Because there's nothing else going on. Because they quit developing. They quit walking. Because they wanted more to be friends with people rather than push on. Why are many called and few chosen? Why is the path a narrow path? Being good does not mean you're on the narrow path. Being on the narrow path, you could be shooting heroin every day and be on the narrow path. Do you understand me? Probably not. I don't expect it at this point. The narrow path is not necessarily about behavior. Everything is permissible. Man's rules do not apply. His interpretation of the Ten Commandments doesn't matter. In fact, the Ten Commandments themselves, whether I break them, whether I keep them, all things are permissible. I have the right with free will to break anyone I want. Most people that try to stick to those Ten Commandments become perverts. Why is that? Because it's an external sticking to, and whenever you put an external rule on yourself or an external clamp, it comes out another way. You're only flesh, and you're not going to battle the flesh with your will and win. You're going to lose. That's why the church is a failure. The Christian church, from one end to the other, Christian civilization, Judeo-Christian Western civilization, from the Middle East on to the West, to Europe and America, is, and even now exporting to Asia and around the world, is a complete, utter abomination and failure. Oh my God, the mission, I was going to tell you about this, the primitive people. So when the missionaries came, that's when perversion came, and that's when murder came. Yeah. How about that? Oh, that's just part of the cost of doing it. No, it means the missionaries were failures. That's what it means. If you can just look at it, it doesn't mean God, well, see, God's got a plan. No. It means the people were not of God. They said they were, and they brought their perversions because they brought an external clamp, making people feel guilty. And so they snuck out to do whatever. And over generations, that became codified. And then pretty soon, perversion became the law of the land. And that's what you're stuck with. Those are the layers of mind control that you're stuck with. That's why I discount pretty much anyone who says, you know, they want to gather you and teach you, say, the Bible. I'm going to teach you the Bible. They can't teach you the Bible. And to say they can just already puts them in the realm of liar. So right there, right from the get-go, right from day one, and they're going to teach you about the Nephilim and the giants and the UFOs, and they want you to buy gold and tune into their program. Now, look, you know what? It'd be better for you to watch porno than that. It would be better for you to go to horror movies than that. It'd be better for you to, these days, to listen to heavy metal than praise music. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because, well, we talked about demons and spirits. When someone who is not right with God records an album about God, and they're not right in the spirit, and they're not right because they're part of the world system, that abomination will affect the listener to do likewise. Because music isn't about what's said in the lyrics. It's about the message that goes to your soul. So that's why praise and worship music is the most dangerous music for the spiritual seeker, because oftentimes it kills the walk toward God and replaces it with a visceral experience, much like the New Agers have when they have their hoopla. Oh, yeah. I'll just give you a moment to digest all this. Because, see, it's not time for me to really go light here. You know, if indeed these are the end times, and if indeed you're going to die soon, along with everybody else, then I would say that the kind of work we're talking about here today would be a little bit more important than reading about what the next terror attack will be. Not that I'm all for talking terror. The terror, it's good entertainment, you know. I like entertainment. It's like that series 24. I like watching that because it's got all kinds of terror in it. You know? So basically, yeah, if you're really going to be killed in a terrorist attack, or be rounded up because you're such a great Christian and put into a concentration camp, then basically you ought to then know that you're not a great Christian and that you'll be locked up for just because the people are going to be rounded up, and that you really don't have a clue what's going on, and you better get going down the path, and there is a way out of the mind control. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him, but then he's the Father. And also, the kingdom of God is within you, therefore Jesus is within all people. If he's the Father. Or else if he's not God, then he wouldn't be. Oh, you can't say that. That means everybody's saved. No, everyone's got a chance. And thank God we don't have to rely on perverts, I mean missionaries, to go to the far reaches of deep, dark Buddhist China and save those heathens. And that's all a ruse. It's all business. So there you go. That's fake. I got plenty of stories. Yes, for every one or two stories of a glorious transformation, like the spear, movie The Spear in dealing with the people of the Amazon, how they would spear each other with vendetta, but they learned through the missionaries not to do that anymore. Or they learned in New Guinea not to eat each other, not to be cannibals. You'll hear that over and over again. But what else did they learn? They learned a better way of covering it up, that's all. They learned a more appropriate way of doing the same thing. In other words, one way was replaced with another. And they're really, the testimony is skewed. It's propaganda. It doesn't exist. It's not real. Ultimately, end game. Look at the people now, a couple generations later. It's not that testimony. They were westernized, meaning they were perverted. They were actually more pure when they were eating each other than they are today. Because now it's gone underground. That means perversion. And when one goes pervert, you know, that's why occasionally I'll let a rep say the F word. I just want to make sure that the kind of people that would listen, they're listening for someone. Oh, you see, he said that. He couldn't be real. We don't really want these people right now. We don't need the negative energy. So if that will help flush them, then so be it. Because God really, if God is speaking here, he's going to speak through all that. He's going to clear the room and have his own people there. So if you're still listening to this message, the good news is I believe that you were chosen to hear it. Now, finally, the most practical thing, and this is going to take several more sessions. So how does one get to that point? Well, the grace of God is all I need. He just brings me. No, he doesn't bring you through. There's something that you must do. He expects you to get to the point of understanding most of what you see is a lie. Most of what you see is delusion. And most of the people that say they're Christians and are holy this and holy that are BSers and full of it. Now, once you get to that point, you realize the next point is that man's rules, the culture itself, is a propaganda mind control machine that has conformed you. Whether or not you join their circle of shame or not, you're still conformed. You're still controlled. You still don't really have the walk with God. You still haven't transformed. You have not really been renewed. You have not really been born again. You know it deep down. You haven't really had that. You're not really just like those saints you read about that have had those kind of lives. You just aren't living that. You aren't walking as Elijah, and you know, prophets of Baal are not falling. The 50 are, you know, and the 50. They're not being slain. There's no, you don't really have proof that God will do anything on your behalf. You just don't even know. That's right. Because you're not having any walk at all. You're just dead in the spirit, afraid of everything, spinning around in circles, wondering why you've been forsaken, and or, you know, why that last time you saw a movement of God was 6 years ago. Maybe now 8 or 10 years ago, huh? I'm here to tell you that the walk that you're going to have is 24/7 in the spirit, and just nobody can move you, and no one will bring you down, and you just are always on. I'm here to tell you that that's the greater work, but to have the greater work, one must push on beyond the barriers of man's rules. You really have to get to the point where all things are permissible. Yeah. Oh, Z is preaching sin. To go do sins. It's like Aleister Crowley. Nah. Aleister Crowley was a fake counterfeit of the real thing. Still, you have to do what thou wilt. You must get to that point before God, you see. The only way you're going to even know your desire yourself is through your heart and your desires. If change has taken place, then what would you want? Do what thou wilt would just be you just do. What would you do? All God's will. If you truly are in the I, which I tell you, there's no they or we, there's I. That would mean you would be walking with Christ as he is, you are. So if that's really happening, then why guard it anymore? Just let it out. Let her rip. Because whatever you decide to do, whatever your desire is just God's will. So do what thou wilt. No? Fear? Well, what do they think if I do that? If you worry about what other people think, you're not walking the walk. You're not serving the Lord. Period. See, that's the whole testimony of Jesus, and we haven't even gotten into the word yet, but the whole point was to bring individuals to this point of breaking and then renewal. It was always dealing with the individual. Let the dead bury the dead, Jesus said. Most people don't even understand that. That's what I say when I say the F word. It's like, let the dead bury the dead. Flush them. Flush them. Those people that are all afraid and they have to go back and check, let them go. Let the dead bury the dead. I make no apology for that. Oh, you're so cruel. No, I have to be cruel to be kind. There are times, if you really want to imitate Christ, many times where you just have to say, let the dead bury the dead. Leave me alone. Depart from me. I never knew you. Got to do that all the time. I don't give it a second thought because I don't care what people think, because the Lord took that off of me. And then all of a sudden I experience a freedom I've never known before. I don't care what others think. Truly, in the last month, this has been amplified 1,000%. That freedom that I experienced with that not only brought me to the Lord, but made me realize I am there. I was stripped down to the point where I had to stand naked before God. I had to stand naked before God and be like, all right, here's my secret heart. Just, there it is, all of it. Where were those perversions that were there before? Well, how'd they lose their power? I had them too. Doesn't matter what they were. Everyone has them. They just lie. But I'm telling you that they really go when you get beyond the control of caring what anyone thinks. I told someone to fuck off the other day. Never thought about it again. It was a natural boom of the Spirit. It was pure. It was perfect. It was of God. It was God's will. Never have I done that before. You ask Trish. Oh, I wonder if I should go apologize. Maybe I should get some counseling. No. That's God's will. I know that I operate in God's will. Boom, that's it. Never another thought. That's what I'm talking about. And when you begin to walk in that like manner, that is when you can minister to people. Because believe me, they will want what, right now they don't want what you have. Let me be honest with you. Let me be perfectly, just brutally honest with you as I've been. They don't want what you have right now. They're not interested in what you have because you walk around in sorrow. You walk around, there's no great miracles going on. There's nothing really moving in the Spirit. You don't really believe that you have the power to do anything. That God may not grant it anyway, so you're not really praying all the time. They don't want what you have. They don't want what any Christian, anyone who says they're a Christian, they don't want what they have. There's no inquiry. Only on that rare occasion when someone dies a beautiful death or something like that, you know, or they do something kind of heroic, you know, oh yeah, then it falls away. They don't want what you have. So something's wrong. So let that be your proof. They're not interested in the light that you're shining right now. You're not shining the light of Christ. You're not showing that. Sometimes saying fuck off to someone is the light of Christ. Oh, how could that be? That see all that hoo-hoo-ha-ha, all that jumping up on the chair. Oh, look, a mouse. Oh, my God, a tit. Oh, my God, someone has a big dick. Oh, my God. All that is guilt and shame and perversion, and that's the mentality of the church today. Oh, they're titillated at any story about sex or gossip. And that's the extent. That's all they've got to show. Tell me, when you tune in, you say, oh, Pat Robertson, how is he any different than anybody else who's on the internet? He's not. He's the same as the last trumpet, this or that, or the Paul Crouch. All these people, they're all spinning around the same Hal Lindsey or Patty Heron, or I guess he's fallen from the, maybe he's not going to be famous, but you know, whatever. The famous Grant Jeffrey, there you go, and TBN, all their little guests. The story of the orgies in Newport Beach and all that, and pedophilia and blah, 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 and homosexuality and all the perversions. They've all come out in the press. I run into the same exact people on the net in the Lamb Cafe, hiding all that stuff, trying to get other people from that Lamb Cafe, trying to actually seduce them into their way and say, you're with us in Jesus, but these little underneath perversions, that's what you got to do to be a member. Seriously. And they even broke away and formed other chat rooms, and they keep people clamped down. They gather them like a cult, and they want to get you in Yahoo chat, and they want you to say some things about yourself. What's your testimony? And then they're going to hold that against you and to keep you in a little, then use that as blackmail against you and get you to do things you wish you didn't do or say things you wish you didn't say. And that's what they do online. They seduce you into telling your story. I'm glad that I haven't told my whole story. They think I have. I haven't. And they never will know my whole story. They can dig and dig and dig, but they never will know the whole story about me, ever. And even with knowing as much as they know about me, in my personal testimony, my public testimony, they still sit there and say, we got to talk about whether Z's real or not. You people get lost and fuck off. Seriously, fuck off. Turn the set off right now and never come back. You're mealy-mouthed, wishy-washy, worse than the Laodiceans. You're Sodom and Gomorrah. Go away with your self-delusion of what a Christian you are. What a joke you are. How God laughs at you. Depart. My God. My God. There's no place for you here. Go listen to someone that you approve of, who has a life and who works a job like you have, so you can relate and say, oh, how real they are. So you can sit there and go, oh my God, stroke yourself. And make yourself feel real at home, like, oh my God, yeah, finally found my family. And go right down the toilet with you. That's your life. That's what you've chosen. You have chosen the world. You say you chose Christ and not the world. You say the world comes against you. May I give you a little bit of a hint, Mr. Myopic One, a person that lives in a little cave that doesn't seem to know that everyone's got the same horrible kind of thing they face? Every one of us on this earth, I know you spit at the Muslims. I know you spit at the Hindus. I know you spit at other religions. You think that you're saved and no one else is. Let me tell you, you're not saved. You're not saved at all. You're stuck. You're going in circles. You're saying, praise Jesus. You got you're doing your Bible studies, and you're stuck and dead and nowhere. Even the greatest hypocrites had their scriptures, and they were experts at them. That means nothing to me, and it means nothing to anybody that you've memorized a few words. In fact, the scriptures in the hands of somebody that isn't right is pornography. Even though it sounds good, there'll be something. I don't have time to listen to them, thank God. I actually just don't physically have time. I actually don't have time. So, you know, you've gotten some practical advice here. You've gotten some opening. We're going to leave it there. This was your chiropractic adjustment. Some announcements. You may write to us, and it's very important that you do. Five, we need to know. 5 Bisbee Court, BISBEE Court, 109, Box 16. 5 Bisbee Court, 109, Box 16. Satan Fay, New Mexico, 87508. That's 5 Bisbee Court, 109, Box 16. Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87508. We need money for the T1 bill, so send it. And quit fucking around. Just do it, you know, keep us on the air or go away. And that's my message to you. If you want to be a freeloader and just listen to listener-supported radio where other people are doing their part to support us, I don't care. Look, you know, if everyone sent in $3, you know, and they make much more, I'm not asking any tithe or anything. I'm just saying, hey, freely give, freely receive. I give it to you, you give it to me. If you want to see this continue and continue into the next few chapters of this, and believe me, it's going to be an oral. It's not going to be written. I mean, I may write it up in a book because I think the message is very important. It's critical. It's crucial that you understand what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter really what I've said that's offended you. If I've offended you, the purpose of it, it's not me that has to repent. It's you. If I've offended you, it has been the word offending you. That's what offended you. The fact that, you know, you've been stuck for a long time and you're going to have to get off your ass. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to hear that. You want to hear, great job, good and faithful servant. That's what you want me to tell you. And because I don't tell you that, you're going to try to find something wrong with the message. Am I wrong? Of course not. Of course that's you. Of course I'm speaking right to you, right into your heart. And you know I'm right. And when are you going to get off your butt and do something? When are you going to stop being a visitor? When are you going to stop being a tourist? Because a lot of you out there, you're just tourists. You peruse this over here. You peruse that over there. Some of you like to go say, Z is crazy. It becomes about me, which is, of course, utterly ridiculous because if that just means that you reject the word. All that means is that you reject. That means you reject. I speak in a manner that maybe can entertain some of you. Well, I don't think it was too entertaining today. Knowing that you're dead, knowing that you're spinning in your own dung, and knowing that you're getting nowhere, and knowing you're going to die that way, and knowing you know better than anybody else, and that all other religions and everybody else, pretty much, you're in the same boat with them. Despite all your missionary work and all your Bible studies and everything you've done, you're still nowhere. Let me make that really clear. You still don't know God? Let me prove it to you. Let me prove it before I go. You don't know God because you don't know what the meaning of salvation is. You don't know what faith is. Oh, don't give me that scripture. It's the faith in things unseen, brother. That's what it says, right? No. Faith is the power to move that mountain over there. Are you doing that? To raise the dead. You doing that? Okay, then shut up. Don't back talk when you don't know what you're talking about. Don't back talk when you, please, don't, you've already shown yourself to be totally ignorant. Don't display it even further. You see, Jesus speaks the same way if you want to get into it. We will be getting into the book of Matthew, and I will prove this to you. Part of this series will be the word, totally Jesus. And at least take one thing from this. Let me prove this to you. No man comes to the Father but by me, says Jesus. Next scripture. I and the Father are one. Next scripture. The Father is in me, and I am in the brethren, in us. And we are all one. Next scripture. The kingdom of God is not out there somewhere. It's within you. You, meaning human. I do believe that quoting of scripture has made my point. It's not out there. Not only is it in you, but you are one. In the I is in you and you are the I. In other words, it's one. He is in you. You are in him. We are in him. He is in us. We are one. One. Not two. One. Therefore, we're over there, God, please help me through Jesus. I'm going to go through. You have a visual like you have to go through Jesus to get to the Father. So you violate your own scripture. Your own understanding is that I and the Father are one, and that we, there's not a Trinity, it's four. It's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, children of God as one, not three. You know, in other words, that's like three out there, Father and Holy Spirit, and here I am. No, all one. You don't include yourselves in the equation, and that's another huge mistake the church does, but they do that so that you won't ever get to the Lord, so you won't ever get to Jesus, so you won't ever get the grace of God, so you won't ever really receive, so that man will be your intermediary, and God will be out there somewhere, and a man named Jesus will be the one you have to go through, and furthermore, the pastor becomes the replacement for Jesus that you have to go through to get to God, and so you're mind controlled, brain dead, and done. Toast! And would it even surprise you that other people, even atheists, are closer to God than you are right now? A Satanist would be closer to God than you because he has do what thou wilt. He's put the world on his shoulders, though, and he's tried to play God, and he can't do it. So he's made that fundamental mistake, so he can't really get there either with that. Lest any of you think you want to play God right now. At least you've got that right. But the mystery of you being Holy Spirit, you, God, Jesus is one, yet you are not God. See, that is the profound mystery. And that's the accurate truth of the situation. And nobody who has been on this path, but nobody would argue that. Unless they were trying to delude you. To keep you from stepping into the I. To keep you from being Father, Son, Holy Spirit, child as one. To keep you from joining. To be the one. To stop you from becoming one. And without that, you cannot flow in the Spirit. Without that, you cannot, you have no faith to move mountains. Without that, you will not raise the dead. Without that, you are not saved because you're not awake yet. Salvation is as much awakening as anything else. To awaken is salvation. It's awakening to the fact that the kingdom is not out there, it's within you. And the people that want to... Oh, sure, I'm not saying that the end times and the physical and the kingdom of God, whoa, won't that be a good day? I don't need it. I don't... If it's there, it's fine. It's no different from here. The kingdom, I'm in the kingdom now, I'll be in the kingdom then. I was in the kingdom before, I've always been in the kingdom. So what are you talking about? I had to wake up to this fact. Otherwise I wouldn't be saved. Oh, but did you have to do something to earn your salvation? No. Technically, if a person doesn't wake up, is he still saved? It's like if the tree fell in the forest, did it really fall? We'll go back to that philosophical argument, but I won't do that today. You think about that. Jesus died on the cross for all mankind, for all humanity, to redeem all humanity. God did. And someone doesn't know that, like that history. Is it still efficacious? He's God, of course it's efficacious. Can you deal with it? No, I can't. You want them to what? Step up to the altar and say, I believe in Jesus. Most of these people wouldn't even know what they're talking about. They don't know what Jesus is. Because they don't know God. It's when it becomes external, and furthermore, most people that work in the fields of Jesus, they say, actually hide from him. Because they externalize the whole thing to say, and the internal is never transformed, thus the perversion grows. Now, I do have brothers and sisters out there, great people, who say, you know, they quit masturbating, and they quit looking at porn, and they quit lying, and they fessed up, and they did all these things because their conscience has kicked in. But I'm sorry, that's only just the, a very rudimentary, like, step one, like a baby would take. When you really stand there, you're going to find that you still have desire. And then there's other people who say, I have to beat down that desire to look at a woman's ass every day. You mean a woman's ass? That's cool. I'm glad that you, a male, are looking at a woman's ass. That's kind of a rarity these days to look at a woman's ass. You know? Nothing wrong with looking at a woman's ass at all as far as I'm concerned. Oh, I gotta stop that. I don't want to sin. I gotta look away. Oh, really? Better not watch that TV show. You better look away. Wow. Saw a TV show with women in a topless pool, a European pool, and they all had big breasts. None of them had any bras on, and they were all just kind of swimming around, and guys were going, and all. Perfectly legitimate for me to watch. absolutely not a sin. You may not be ready for that level. Some of you, you know, older people, you understand what I'm saying. That you've got to get to the point of everything is permissible, but not all things are profitable. The main exercise with that is, when I saw that scene on a DVD, I did not feel left out. I did not want to be there. I did not feel, it was really, I could see what my heart was. You see, I don't need to explain this to you. I'm just giving you showing you how every single thing is the spiritual walk. Everything. Everything you do, everyone you speak to, all of it is supernatural. It's not dead, it's supernatural. Every single thing is this really supercharged spiritual. And when you have that when you're living in that, I mean, your behavior changes. It's when you go dead that you start sneaking around. And I know, and many of you, the flesh will sneak around. You could be walking on the path, and it may backlash, and you may go look at something on the net, or it may, you know, for a minute, you know, a knee-jerk reaction. And then, of course, here's the problem. The Christian, whip me, beat me, make me write bad checks. I'm so evil. Repent. And they want you to confess that and feel guilty and ashamed. And then that's on you forever as blackmail. And then you'll be even more perverted. When God says, ha ha, yeah, you did that. No worry. Me neither. I did that right in your sight, you know. And true, I did that. And next. Don't look back. Forgiven. Never even think about it again. Not even worried. Lord, please protect me from, you know, getting stimulated and doing that awful thing. Please stop me. No, you're going to do it 10 times more just because you are in that mentality. There you go. Do it, you know. You may need to be addicted to something then. That may be, see, that's part of the spiritual development. So don't think your life has been a waste. Every single thing is necessary for what? Spiritual development. Everything that happens to you is for your personal spiritual growth. That's the whole point. What's growth? It means coming into the eye, coming to God. Getting beyond the bullshit and coming to God. That's what everything is that happens to you. Your job, your parents, your children, what you read in the paper, who you talk to on the net, all of it is happening to you. To you. To bring you along. So you see, everything is there to help you come to the light of truth, you know, and including this message. No, your lives are not wasted. In fact, see, here's the most important, and I'm going on what tomorrow's message should be, but here's the most important thing. Therefore, there is no place for guilt since everything is sacred and everything that has happened to you is part of the plan for you. Nothing has happened out of place. Therefore, instead of guilt or trying to wash it under the rug, which is perversion, it's like, cool, take hold of that. Take hold of that. You didn't, your spending time in the backside of the desert lost has, you know, or your Job experience is not been a waste, not one second of it. So there's no need for feeling guilty. I repent, Lord, I really need to do more. No, you don't need to do anything. I'm not even asking you to do anything. It's not about doing anything. It's about waking up as the first step. And all these things have led you to this point. So they're all good. So they're all good. So therefore, whatever you said, you've told someone to fuck off. Do you really have to go back and lament that or even think about that another time when it's been before God? And it's just like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't exist. Move on. See, there's the freedom you don't have. You're running over in your mind what happened in the over and over. When the future is not the past and the way people are going to react to you, it's got something to do with the spirit, not the history. The history means nothing. All right, that's all I can do. 5 Bisbee Court, 109. That's 5 Bisbee Court, 109, Box 16, Satan Fe, New Mexico, 87508. Drop us a line. You know, if you want the listeners to support your radio back, do what you got to do. It's, I don't even tell you how expensive. Let me put it this way. We give it to you for free. And just like Dr. Stan and others, we've been in the red. We don't make money like Alex Jones, but been in the red for, this message. We'd be great for Dr. Stan and his listeners as well. They need it. Because they wonder, why, gosh, and they're in sorrow, and repent, and torture. You know, most people I know, they might as well just get a whip and start flogging themselves to death every day. But that's a very arrogant thing to do, isn't it? Because one, you're playing God. Two, His forgiveness is not good enough for you. Three, you're shitting upon all the blessings that you've got. So why would anyone want what you have? You miserable SOB. Well, hey, I've been there too. We're all there. Listen, I could be there tomorrow. This message could the fact it's recorded, you know, it's a blessing. I said, who cares what I did? When people call and compliment me, I throw it out the window. I delete the email. People call to denigrate me, I delete the email unless I think it'll be entertaining for you on my blog. Doesn't matter. Go to a graveyard, as Richard Wurmbrand said, and ask them, hey, what do you think about me? Even if they could speak, does it really even matter? No. What matters is this got recorded. What matters is that there's still time. What matters is that, yeah, you want to talk about end times? This is your personal end time right now. Maybe the world will do the same thing in unison with you, but it begins and ends with you right here, right here. This is where the battle is right now. This is your apocalypse right now. You need to get right there before God and let Him kill you. And that's salvation. The next step. Let Him kill you. Killing you means all things are permissible at that point. Nothing is forbidden you at that point. Why? There's not a rule book where the angels have to sit down and read the rule book. Why? Because you've been changed. There's no need. But that's another subject. That's another time. Shalom, Zeph E. Daniel, Z.E. Daniel, and you've been listening to Channel Z, the Zeph Report, and you may share this freely, rebroadcast it if you dare. Most people don't have the balls to do that, and that's, you know, I pray in Jesus' name that the Lord simply infects all people with His unbelievable power and breaks the chains of cultural programming, mind control, and the perversion of the church and the perversion of the Christian culture. In Jesus' name, farewell. Until next time.
For that which is too bad. SRA is a term you won't get used to. Find the world and take a picture. Prophets of Baal no more.